This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Bruce Harris at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you would like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. First Bank Hampton, we're proud to serve local farmers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
This is Brian Fancher, and on today's Newsmaker program, we have Jeff Zog with us, who is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Des Moines, but he's also a senior service hydrologist with the National Weather Service, again in Des Moines. And Jeff, if you could, first of all, can you give folks a little bit of your background about yourself and where you're from and that type of thing?
Sure, Brian. I'm originally from Davenport, Iowa, so I grew up in eastern Iowa, and I went to school at Iowa State, studied meteorology there, and have been working as a hydrologist since 1999 and have learned hydrology in combination on-the-job experience as well as courses, correspondence courses, and residence courses. So kind of an interesting path I've taken to where I'm at today.
When we talk about hydrology, hydrologists, maybe tell folks a little bit more about that. What is that the main study of?
The way I like to explain it to people is that meteorology talks about what happens in the atmosphere above the ground. And then once the rain or the snow hits the ground, that's where the hydrologist takes over. So the hydrologist is concerned about the movement of water on the surface of the earth. So we're talking about flooding, for example, or lack thereof.
Now, we're in that time of the year. We're getting closer and closer to spring, and you guys have already put out a flood outlook, getting ready to put out another one here in the coming days. So what kind of things do you look at when you put that together?
We look at various factors when we put together our spring flood outlooks. We look at snowpack, we look at soil moisture, frost depth, stream flows, rainfall, and also speed of the snowmelt, how fast we expect that snow to melt. A lot of factors that we consider, and usually none of the factors usually always line up in a certain direction. Usually some are for flooding, some are against flooding, so we just take a look at all the factors for what they are and see how everything all sums up and how it adds up to the overall risk of flooding.
Your first outlook that came out here in recent days, what was that looking like at that point?
The outlook that we issued on Thursday, February 15th for portions of north central and northeast Iowa was calling for a near normal risk of flooding for the spring season. So what that means is those locations along rivers that typically see flooding in the spring, you could expect that to happen. If you don't usually see flooding, you probably wouldn't expect that to happen there. That's what we were looking at then. Now we're going to update the outlook on March 1st, and we'll have more information, the current snowpack is and the current state of the ground, you know, those factors that I just mentioned earlier, just to see where they all line up. And what we're seeing for the near normal risk of flooding is we're going to have to keep an eye on future precipitation trends, because any kind of heavy snowfall or rainfall that occurs going forward is really going to affect the risk of flooding.
Now, as we talk, we've had a wide variety of a little bit of everything in the recent days. We've had rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow, just about everything. And does that complicate making a flood forecast?
The kind of precipitation usually doesn't complicate the flood forecast. Now, if we receive a lot of heavy rainfall, then that would obviously result in some flooding in the short term. We're looking for more long-term flooding when we issue these outlooks. And when we put together these outlooks, in addition to the factors that we consider, we look at past years, over 30 years worth of data. And one of the reasons we use 30 years worth of data is usually if you have that amount of years that we're considering, usually you're going to capture a lot of different kind of weather events, and I'm pretty sure that within the past 30 years, we've had weather events like we've had the past couple days where we've had snow and rain and freezing rain and things like that. So we've captured those kind of events when we consider the overall spring flood risk.
So as we talk now, if people start hearing more and more as we get into the springtime and we start hearing about the watches and the warnings, can you maybe discern a little bit between what is what?
A watch means that there's a possibility of flooding. And technically, internally here, that means about a 50 to 80% chance of flooding. That's kind of our threshold for flooding. That's the flood watch. The flooding is possible. You need to be on the alert, just be aware of the potential for flooding. Now, if we issue a flood warning, that usually means that you need to take action. That means that the confidence in flooding is greater than 80%. So that means typically that the flooding, if it's going to occur, is going to occur in relatively short term. So that means you need to take preparations if you have to take preparations for the flooding. And also just be aware of the flooding and do things like if you find a flooded road, to turn around and find an alternate route. We never want people to drive through flooded roads.
Yeah, I was just going to say, while we got you here, maybe a few other safety tips that you want to relay to folks, especially when it comes to flooding.
The big thing is turn around, don't drown. We want people, if they encounter a flooded road, to turn around and find an alternate route. A lot of people don't realize that over the long term, flooding actually kills more people than tornadoes, any other kind of severe weather across the United States. A lot of people don't realize that, but it doesn't take a whole lot of water, maybe as little as 6 inches or even less sometimes, to take a vehicle and sweep it off the road. And once that happens, you've lost control of your vehicle. So definitely, if you find a flooded road, even if it's one that you travel every day, to turn around and find an alternate route, just remember to turn around, don't drown. Also, just be aware of the potential impacts of flooding on property and things like that, and just be aware of those impacts and take measures to protect property from flooding.
In closing, Jeff, if people want to find out more information about flooding and the risk and everything, what's the best way they can do that?
The best way that people can find information is different means. If you have internet access, you can go to our weather website at weather.gov/Des Moines. We're also on Facebook at NWS Des Moines. And we're also on Twitter at NWS Des Moines. We use a lot of different ways, including social media, to put the information out there. But on March 1st, we'll definitely update the outlook, and we'll post it on our website at weather.gov/Des Moines.
Okay, our thanks today to Jeff Zog, who is the National Weather Service meteorologist and a senior service hydrologist at the National Weather Service office in Des Moines, on today's Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Bruce Harris at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you would like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. First Bank Hampton, we're proud to serve local farmers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.